She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Creek.
Jenny Boom, what's up?
How you doing there, my friend?
Very well.
Okay, so R. Kelly is being criminally investigated in Georgia, and it's all because of surviving R. Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Fulton County District Attorney's Office has now opened an investigation into allegations made against R. Kelly. This probe was launched over the past few days as a result of surviving R. Kelly.
Right.
Investigators have been reaching out to several survivors featured in the TV project, Craig. Investigators reached out to Ashanti McGee, one of the women who escaped R. Kelly's home.
Yep.
And actually, we talked about it in the Dirt Report earlier at 2:30, that Ashanti McGee, she actually wants R. Kelly to go on live TV and take a lie detector test.
Wow.
And
wow.
I believe that's also the young lady that was suing him because she says she got an STD from him.
Right.
So the attorney for Joycelyn Savage's family has also been contacted and has been speaking to investigators. And investigators have been asking for contact information from others who have lived in R. Kelly's former Atlanta home or have direct knowledge of what happened in that home.
Right.
Turns out there was like a ton. They were flooded with phone calls after the docuseries, so they felt like they had to do something about it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, R. Kelly's manager could be facing criminal charges after the police overheard him threatening the parents of one of the women featured in the documentary Surviving R. Kelly. According to reports, R. Kelly's manager, Don Russell, started calling the parents of Joycelyn Savage, who are featured in the documentary. Joycelyn's dad, Timothy Savage, felt the threats were serious enough to call the police, who came over to their house in Georgia to take a police report.
Right.
When they arrived, this guy, Don Russell, called back. And this time, they listened into the conversation. They said that the manager was extremely mad at Timothy and his wife for, he's saying, lying on the documentary.
Right.
And he threatened to provide information that would ruin the Savages, their business, and their entire life.
Wow.
So they're now investigating R. Kelly's manager as well.
Wow.
Beyonce, in other news. In some good news. on Monday, she was spotted at a Target in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was there with sunglasses on, a collared orange jumpsuit. She was in the baby care aisle, and a fan saw her, took pictures of her on the sneak tip.
Right.
She's frequented Targets all over the country. And she happened to be shopping on the day of her daughter Blue Ivy's 7th birthday.
Okay.
The pictures have since gained thousands of retweets and likes. We got them for you, hot937.com. And actually, the pictures caught the attention of Chrissy Teigen, whose line of knives just hit Target shelves.
Right.
So she said, Beyonce, you are so silly. I can just send you my new knives. You can check out what she had to say, hot937.com. Hey, we got the Ryder 5 Rush Hour mix with DJ Craig G coming up at 5 at 505, $1,000 cash. 93.7.